主内弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，平安。那我们一起聆听神赐给我们的宝贵话语。彼得前书第五章第十到十一节，第十节，那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里造你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们，愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。读经到此。
我们谢谢江黎景弟兄，现在让我们花一点时间，我们一起来祷告。如果方便的话，请你跪下；如果不方便的话，请你坐在位上就好。让我们安静心，让我们一起来祷告。永恒全能真神，创始属灵恩典供给永生之福的天父，我们的主，我们的神，感谢赞美主的伟大恩典、怜悯与慈爱，当我们还是罪人的时候，主你差遣你的独生爱子耶稣基督，为了赎清我们的罪，死于十字架上，借着你儿子神儿子的死，免去神的愤怒，使得我们能与神和好，成为神的儿女，好叫我们能够坦然无惧地来到你的施恩宝座前，向你祈求，向你献上感恩。感谢神，你默许并且世世代代保存你的宝贵话语，好叫我们有一本美好、准确、忠实的中英文圣经。求主给我们有爱慕阅读你话语的心，天天都能够来学习研读圣经的习惯，也常常拨出时间来参加教会所举办的主日学团契与查经班。求主借着你的话语、圣灵的教导，使得我们在属灵上有好有健全的长进，好叫我们的信心坚固不动摇。感谢神，你赐给我们一个纯正美好的教会，求主你继续施恩保守，使得教会不受恶者的攻击，能够继续在属灵上增长，不偏离真理。求主赐给刚选出的牧师以长之门有圣灵的充满，有从上头来的智慧与能力，有爱心带领教会前面的道路。当然一切教会里的一切事工与活动都有神的带领，都能顺利的举行，以荣耀神，做神的美好见证。主啊，我们要感谢你带领远东神学院在五号到七号在丰盛港的退休会，感谢神你给他们有顺利安全的来回行程，也赐给他们有好的团契以学习神的话语， 也在5月7号安然的回到新加坡。我们也有为在年来临14到24日到欧洲的由远东神学院所举办的宗教改革发源地之礼向你祈求，祈求主你赐给这47位团员的到宗教改革之地的查考有一个好的学习，能够更深了解关于宗教改革的历史，也求主赐给各位团员们有好的健康，有学习的心，有好的团契，也求主赐给他们有一个顺利安全的旅程。在这个时候，我们也要为正在上主日的儿童们向主你祷告，求主给孩童们有受教的心，一同来学习神的话语，求主帮助他们能够明白圣经课程，把所听所学的牢记在心上，也使到他们能早日来接受主耶稣基督为他们个人的救主与主宰。求主赐恩典能力以智慧给主日学的老师，使到他们有好的课程准备，也能以爱心清楚活泼的教导儿童。慈爱的天父，我们在这个时候也要为那些身心软弱患病的弟兄姐妹朋友们向你祷告求恩，求主施恩眷顾他们，求主给照顾他们的医生有智慧与能力，能够通过各种医疗方法与药物来帮助他们，使到他们能早日康复。当然在他们的病痛中也能够体验到主的爱，主的恩典，更能与主亲近，能把信心与盼望放在主耶稣基督里。感谢主的厚恩，今早使用 Dasgoshi 牧师来为会众传讲信息，求主恩高带领他有圣灵的充满，使他能按着神的心意与全能清楚地宣扬神的话语。求主也给终身全长老有从上头来的智慧，有敏捷的反应，能够清楚准确地把信息翻译成华语。求主祝福讲言以在座的所有听子，求主帮助在座的每个弟兄姐妹们有受教之心来领受聆听神的话语，也要行道，不单单听道。我们如此感恩祷告以荣耀神，乃是奉救主耶稣基督之宝贵圣名，阿们。贵众请坐。现在我们请 Dasgoshi 牧师来我们传讲信息，讲题是恩典与荣耀。
May the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be praised as we come together to hear His word.
我们来到当中来聆听神的话语的时候，我们愿耶稣基督的名被高举，受到颂赞。
The portion of the scripture that we consider this morning is taken from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 10 and 11.
今天早上我们所要思考的那段经文是取自彼得前书第五章第十到十一节。
First Peter 5:10-11, and it says to us, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
彼得前书第五章第十节怎么说？那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们暂时受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。Amen.
Our meditation for this morning is entitled Grace and Glory.
今天早上我们要思想的题目是恩典跟荣耀。
Whenever we think about God, we joyfully remember that He is the God of all grace.
每当我们想到神的时候，我们就会充满着欢喜快乐的想到说，他是那满有恩典，满有荣耀的神。
This designation of God tells us that He is not just gracious in His nature, but He is the source and supply of grace.
那这样的一个对神的称号，不但是让我们知道说，他不但是那有满有恩典的赐予者，就是满有恩典的属性，更是他是那恩典和一切好处的赐予者。
God is the reservoir of grace, and from Him we have so many rivers, streams of grace flowing unto us.
然后神就好像那充满着恩典的蓄水池，那通过不同的这个河流啊，我们就能够领受到啊，从那里来的恩典。
In God we see no lack of grace; it's the fullness of grace.
在神的里面，我们看到就是没有任何缺欠，就是他充满着恩典。
We refer to His throne as throne of grace.
那我们提到他的宝座的时候，我们就说是施恩的宝座。
When we come to Him through the Lord Jesus Christ, He blesses with grace of salvation and all the blessings of our daily life.
然后当我们来到他的施恩座前，就是透过耶稣基督来到他施恩宝座前的时候，我们就是能够真的是看到我们领受到他给我们的恩典救赎，还有在生活中各样的这个恩典慈爱。
God has opened the exceeding riches of His grace through the Lord Jesus Christ to all of us who believe.
上帝把他那输送不尽的恩典那好处，就是透过耶稣基督他把他都赐给了我们。
Ephesians 2:5 tells us that we are saved by grace.
以弗所书二章五节说，告诉我们说，我们是借着神的恩典得到救赎。
Romans 3:4 tells us that we are justified freely by His grace.
那罗马书三章四节也告诉我们说，我们是因着他的恩典得称为义，是白白称义。
Ephesians 1:7 tells us He forgives us according to the riches of His grace.
那以弗所书一章七节也告诉我们说，我们是得着他的饶恕，是借着他那满有恩典的，就是借着他那丰满的恩典来得到救赎。
To show you the greatness of God's grace toward us, I'd like you to refer to one verse, 2 Corinthians 9:8.
然后我们要来看到神的这个恩典是何等的丰富的时候，那我要大家来看一段经文，就是
2 Corinthians 9:8，
哥林多后书二章，
Second Corinthians 9:8，
哥林多后书九章八节。
And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work.
哥林多后书九章八节这么说，神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能够行各样善事。
God is able to make all grace abound toward you.
那神能够将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们。
When it comes to giving grace to His people, God is never thrifty. He never hesitates. He gives as much as we need.
那当来到说要把恩典赐给他的子民的时候，神从来都不会吝于赐予我们，或者说他不会迟疑说要把恩典赐给我们。
And the Bible here says he gives us grace that we may have all sufficiency in all things.
那圣经这里告诉我们说，他把恩典加给我们，就好在我们在凡事上都充足，都够足。
And we will then abound to every good work.
那以致我们能够行各样的善事。
If you are not abounding unto every good work, it's not because God is not willing to give you grace, but you are not taking it. You are not asking for it.
那如果你不能够在凡事上，就是不能够行各样的善事啊，多多的行各样的善事，这不是因为神没有给你恩典，没有给你赐给你够用的恩典，而是你没有向他求，你没有向他啊，你没有去领受。
Apostle Paul, who abounded in the work of the Lord, said, By the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain.
那使徒保罗他在行神各样的为神行各样的事情的时候，他是这样说，他能够行这一切都是因为神给他各样的恩典，饱足的给他各样的恩典。
So, let us be assured this morning that our God is not only able, but will continue to impart all needful grace to us day by day.
那我们今天早上当我们思想这个课题的时候，让我们不要忘记，那神不但是能够有丰富的恩典，然后他也继续的愿意把这样的恩典每一天都赐给我们。
Now, in order to understand the greatness of this amazing grace God shows to us.
为了让我们能够明白，那神怎样的把这样的一个奇异、美妙的恩典来向我们显明。
Let's look into our verse, 1 Peter 5:10. It says that God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 5:10.
那让我们回到我们所要思想的经文，就是彼得前书五章第十节，他这么说，那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀。
Yeah, unto eternal glory.
得那永远的荣耀。
You can just imagine for us sinnersTo become heirs of eternal glory, how much grace God has to give to us.
那你想一想，我们这些罪人能够来，就是来承受神给我们的成为后嗣来承受那职业，他要给我们多少的荣耀恩典呢？
When we have no food, and a friend comes around and provides us with 2 weeks of meals for us.We will tell the person, "You're so kind, so kind. Thank you."
那当我们没有什么可吃的时候，那如果有个朋友来说把两个星期我们所需的食物供应给我们的时候啊，我们就会说啊，你是多么的好啊，你是多么的善待我。
When we walk, trip, and fall, and somebody who is standing by immediately comes and lifts us up, we say, "Oh, thank you very much. You are very kind."
然后当我们走的时候不小心跌倒，那有人就马上来把我们扶起来， 那我们就会很感激的说，谢谢你，谢谢你，你是这么好心。
What do you think of your God who lifted you up from hell to heaven?
那当我们想到神从地狱把我们扶持到天堂去，我们又想到什么呢？
God of all grace.
神是充满着恩典。
How gracious is our God to us.
他是多么对我们多么的恩待我们。
Even after we have known this God of grace,
甚至我们认识了这位充满恩典的神之后，
we still lingered in sin that would destroy us.
我们仍然是沉溺在那要伤害我们的罪中。
And he says, "Oh, my child, turn around. This is not the way for you. Look up. I am calling you." To eternal glory.
那他就告诉我们说，我的孩子，这不当是你当初的状况，那你要回转，仰望来见到那永恒的荣耀。
God has called us, and He continues to call us every day to follow Him all the way to eternal glory.
神呼召我们，而且他每一天都不断的来呼召我们。让我们能够来，就是跟随他啊，进入那永恒的荣耀。
Oh, when your hardened heart sometimes rebel against God, it is grace that rebukes you and calls you back to Himself.
当你那刚硬的心那违背了神，那而这是却是他的恩典把你呼唤回转过来归向他。
Now the word called here suggests.To the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts that constantly remind us that we are called to be a people of heaven.
那这里这是召这个字就是提醒我们是神的圣灵在我们心里所动的功，那不断的呼唤我们，好叫我们能够回到他那永恒的荣耀。
The word glory has appeared many times in this episode.
那这荣耀这个词汇在这书信当中出现了多次。
In all of those appearance, it is a reference to the future glory that we shall see when Jesus returns again.
那在之前所出现过的这个荣耀这个字眼的时候，是指着将来的荣耀，就是耶稣基督再来的时候所显的荣耀。
In chapter 1,Verse 7, he referred to the glory as the glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
在一章七节，他所提到的那荣耀，就是讲到说耶稣基督显现的时候，所带来的荣耀。
In chapter 4, verse 13, Peter said, "When his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy."
那在四章十三节，那这里也这样说。就是大要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，即使你们得他荣耀显现的时候，也可以欢喜快乐。
So when Paul said, sorry, when Peter said that God of all grace had called you unto His eternal glory, he is saying, since you have been saved by grace, you shall be surely in His glory one day.
那当彼得这样子说到说，当那充满恩典的神呼召你到他荣耀的时候呢，他是告诉你说，你肯定是会见到神的荣耀，有一天要见到神的荣耀。
In Jesus Christ, our salvation is sure.
那在耶稣基督里面，我们所得的救赎是很肯定的。
God's grace will not abandon you after a few days of your Christian walk.
神的恩典不会说在你跟随他几天之后就离开你。
We thank God even after we sinned, the Lord has not abandoned us.
我们感谢神，虽然有的时候我们犯罪，甚至是我们犯罪之后，神的恩典也不会离开我们。
Thank God His grace whispered to our heart, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive all your sins.
我们感谢神，他的恩典在我们心里面细深的告诉我们说，即使是我们犯了罪，只要我们认错，那他也仍然要继续的把他的恩典赐给我们。
We thank God When we murmured against His goodness because of lack of faith, He did not thrash us, but patiently forbear us.
我们感谢神，虽然我们有的时候，因着一些事故，我们诸多的埋怨。 但是他却告诉我们说，他不会因为这样而离开我们，离弃我们。
Oh, what great story that God's grace keeps us unto eternal glory.
这是何等的可贵，因为神的恩典一直保守着我们，好叫我们能够领受他那永恒的荣耀。
So God's grace is given to us that we may share in His eternal, never-ending, everlasting glory.
那因此神的恩典已经赐给我们，那好叫我们能够来领受那永不止息、永恒的荣耀。
Grace of God calls you from your sin to the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
那神的恩典把你从罪中来呼召出来，以致能够进入那神那公义的荣耀的当中。
The grace of God turns you, an enemy of God, into a child of God.
那神的恩典使你这本是神的仇敌，却成了神的儿女。
God's grace turns you who were under His condemnation and curse into a person who should inherit the eternal glory of God.
那神的恩典把你从那本是在败坏、在灭亡当中的人，却转换变成能够来继承。
Grace turned away the fear of death and judgment and granted you the eternal hope in God's presence.
那神的恩典使你从那害怕，那就是将要面对审判的当中转换过来，却充满着欢喜快乐的来领受。
Oh, the grace of God, amazing grace.
神的恩典，的确，神的恩典是何等可贵。 奇妙的恩典，实在是美妙的恩典。We
say God's grace is marvelous, wonderful, matchless.
而我们说，神的恩典实在是奇妙、美妙，实在是美得无比。If
you have found God's grace, you have glory coming on your way.
那如果你已经寻找到神的恩典，那你将要得到的。 就是你将会继续得到那荣耀。Now
in our journey from this miserable world to the glorious land,
在我们人生旅途中，从这真的是败坏的这个地面，一直上到那荣耀的天堂去。
We pass through a path strewn with suffering.
那我们经过的过程都是充满着一些苦难。
God doesn't tell us that from here to heaven, things will be all smooth and easy.
神没有告诉我们说，从这里一直到天堂，这整个路程是。
The path through which God's grace will lead us home to our heavenly home is full of suffering.
那我们从这里这个地面一直到那荣耀的天家所要经过的路程呢，是充满着苦难的。That's
why in this verse Peter says, "After that ye have suffered a while."
那因此，在这一段经文当中，那彼得是这么说：“等你们战受苦难之后。” Now,
we must be prepared as we walk through this world.
那因此，我们必须有这样的一个预备的心，当我们在经历这过程的时候。To
encounter all sufferings that God's grace would permit.
那我们要知道说，我们要面对各样的。 苦楚，那是神在他恩典里面所许可的。Now
it may appear strange that our gracious God would permit us to be afflicted.
那可能你会觉得奇怪，那我们这样充满着 恩典的神为什么愿意让我们受伤害呢？
No, people often ask these questions. Maybe some of you would ask, how can a gracious God cause us to suffer?
那许多的人都这样子的问这样的问题，可能在我们在座当中，你也这样子的问说，那一个充满恩典的神，怎么可能让我们受苦呢？
Peter would explain why he allows that.
那彼得就在这里向我们解释为什么他会允许呢？
But let us acknowledge that for the present time, we must suffer.
不过我们要确认的一点就是在这现实的生活当中我们必定需要经过苦难。
It is His gracious plan for us that we go through suffering before we enter the eternal glory.
那是他恩典的计划当中是容许我们经过苦难，那直到我们来进入那永恒的荣耀中。
Now we may not suffer all the same, but none of us shall be wholly free from it.
那我们可能会，我们都会有不同会经过不同的苦楚，但是有一样东西是不变的，就是我们每一个人都必定会面对。
My sufferings may be more than some of yours.
我的苦楚可能会多过当你们当中一些人。
Some others here may have more sufferings than me.
那你们当中也可能有一些人所面对的苦楚比我更多。
And my suffering may be very long, and some of you may have short intervals of suffering.
那我所受的苦可能在时间上会持续多长一点的时间，可能你们当中有一些人所受的苦是比较短暂。
Now there can be two widows in this congregation.
那我们在这个会众当中可能有两个不同的寡妇。
One might have become a widow within the first year of marriage and the other one after 10 years.
那其中一个可能是在结婚一年之后就守寡，那另外一位可能经过了十多年之后才守寡。
One widow has a young baby in her hand, the other widow has three children who already grown up and got married.
那一个寡妇可能只有一个就是出生的婴孩在抱在手中，那另外一个可能他已经有孩子已经成长了。
I might have been attacked by a disobedient Christian by writing bad emails against me.
那我可能会面对一个就是不顺服的信徒，那写了许多的电邮来攻击我。
But this preacher might go out and somebody may stab him with a knife.
那这位传道者他可能出去外面，他却被人砍了一刀。
We all have different sufferings.
我们都有不同的苦楚。
But we all have to have some sufferings.
那不过我们都必须面对一些的苦难。
Jesus said in John 16:33, "In the world ye shall have tribulation."
那耶稣基督在约翰福音16:33说，在这世界上我们都要面对苦难。
Now some of our sufferings may be inside, some may be external in our body.
那我们当中所面对的苦楚，有的人是在内心里面的苦楚，有的人是在外在的。
But the Bible here says, this suffering must be understood as for a while, for a short period of time.
那但是圣经告诉我们说，我们对苦难的认识必须知道说，这只是暂时的，就是一段短暂的时间。
And you and I know, when we are in suffering, we always want to get out of it as quickly as possible.
那你我都知道，当我们面对苦难的时候，掉入苦难的时候，我们都盼望说快快的摆脱它。
When I have a headache, I want it to go off immediately.
当我有头痛的时候，我是盼望说它马上就被去除。
I don't want it to last for 3 weeks.
那我不希望它就是要经过3个星期才过去。
There are people with migraine will last for weeks and weeks.
然后我们知道有一些人却有偏头痛。那这样的头痛持续几个星期。
They will normally come to me in the church and say, "Pastor, please pray for me. I'm suffering. Oh, I don't know why. I want to get out of it."
然后他们就常会来到我跟前，就告诉我说，牧师啊，你为我祷告，我正在痛苦的当中啊，我真的是受不了了。
Yesterday I met a brother in one of our meetings. And I asked him, how are you, brother?
昨天我们在聚会当中，我就遇见了一个弟兄，那我就问他说，弟兄你如何啦，最近？
He said, okay, pastor.
他就说，很好，牧师。
But when he said that, I noticed on his face, there's no joy.
那当他说好的时候，我就看他的表情，我就发觉到说，没有一点喜了。
So I put my hand on his shoulder and said, are you sure? You're okay?
所以我就把我的手搭在他肩膀上，就说，你肯定是很好吗？没问题吗？
So he shook his head and said, okay, but I've been going through a crisis in my house, in my home.
那他就稍微摇头，就说，还好啦，不过我就在面对，在家中，面对一些的问题。
And he was telling me that he has been in this problem in the family for more than 2 months.
那他就告诉我说，他的家庭面对这样的一个问题已经有大概2个月多了。
I don't want to talk about the problems he went through.
那我不愿意在这里来述说他所经过的那困难。
Then after a while, when we continue to talk about the problem, he said, actually, this has been going on for more than 2 years.
那当我们谈完之后，那他就说，其实这样的一些问题已经持续了大概有2年之久了。
You can imagine what would be my response to that.
那你可以想象到说我当时候会怎么样的反应呢？
2 years?
2年呢？
Now you see, from 0 to 2 weeks, 2 months, and now to 2 years.
那你看，从没有事情，直到说两个月，然后现在说2年了。
But when I looked into it, it's more than 2 years actually.
然后当我
long-standing problem, but he kept quiet about it.
当我继续在探讨的时候，我就发觉了说，那不只是2年，其实都一直以来都有问题，他只是把它就是收藏着。
So I said, so how are you going to manage this? How are you doing in the midst of this trouble?
那我就这样的问他说。 那你要怎么样的来处理呢？你要怎么样的来面对这些的问题呢？
So, Pastor, I have no idea. My wife and I want to come and see you.
那他就说，牧师，我真的是不知道要该怎么办。我的妻子跟我都想来见你。
I'm glad to give him whatever counsel God helped me to give him.
那我很乐意的，如果神给我任何的智慧，那我很乐意的来给予他们的一些咨询。
But you see, most of us don't like others to know we are in trouble.
那我们要知道说，许多的人都不知道我们所面对的一些问题。
Because generally we think troubles have some bad connotation, something bad about it.
因为一般的人对苦难、对问题都觉得说，都是一些不好的事情。
There are people in the church who say, you know, don't let anybody know I'm sick. Shh, don't say.
在教会当中，有的时候有一些人就会来说：“不要让任何人知道我在生病啊，不要让任何人知道。”We
seem to think God never wanted us to suffer.
我们好像是认为说神不愿意我们受苦。We
tend to think, oh, to suffer is to have a curse of God on us.
那我们有的时候会以为说：“因为面对苦难，大概是。”
It could be true that some of our sufferings are due to our wrongdoings.
那可能有的时候，我们所面对的一些苦楚，可能是因为我们做了一些错事。
We would call them chastisement.
那我们就把它称为说是神的管教。
But even those sufferings that come as chastisement is for our good, to turn us away from our sin and to be more like our Savior.
那即使是我们面对神的管教，那也是为着我们的好处，好叫我们能够从我们的罪恶当中转离过来，来依靠我们的救主。
Now, if the suffering is not because of chastisement, then the Bible says it is a trial or test of our faith.
那如果这苦难不是因为受神的管教而来，那圣经告诉我们说，那就是我们要受到的试炼，就是让我们信心受试验。
In the life of Everyone who is saved by the grace of God and called unto the eternal glory, suffering has certain purposes.
那对于一个已经就是任何一个得救得到神恩典得救赎的信徒，那当他从这生活当中一直到他见神的荣耀的当中所经过的这些苦难是有他的意义的。
Four words are used by Peter to tell about what God's grace does in the midst of our suffering.
那彼得就用四个词汇来形容，就是我们面对的苦难是怎么样。
Says after he have suffered a while, he will make you what? Perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.
那他是说，当我们经过了苦难之后。 他必须使我们成全坚固，那赐给我们力量，继续的来面对。You
see, God will not make you worse and worse as a Christian.
那你要知道说，神不会使你越来越糟糕，身为一个基督徒。In
suffering, He will not let your faith be completely destroyed.
那在苦难的当中，他不会让你的信心完全被瓦解。In
your suffering, He will not make you to be a worse Christian than before.
在你的苦难当中，他不会使你，就是比先前，就是来的糟糕。All
those four words tells us through when we are put through suffering, God's grace will perfect us. He will cause us to mature in faith and conduct.
那在这四方面的描述当中，那是告诉我们说，神的恩典是让我们，就是在这苦难当中，使到我们更完美更好。So
God's grace makes sure that suffering will benefit us.
神的恩典就确保说，我们面对苦难的时候，这苦难对我们有益处。We
learn to believe even in the midst of trials.
那我们学习。 即使是面对这些试炼的当中，我们继续的来信靠。We
cling on to God.
我们就是完全的来依靠神。When
everybody expects you to be so despondent and sad, you sing songs in the midst of your trials.
当人以为说你必定是要自暴自弃，或者是就是在痛苦当中会灰心，但是你却。 是在那里唱歌唱赞美神。
When people thought these sufferings will make you go into a room and lock yourself in, you come out and preach the Lord Jesus Christ to all those who come and visit you.
那当一些人以为说，这样的一些苦难必定使你自己把自己关在房里面，在那里哀哭，但是你却反过来是出来。 向那些来探望你的人，向你向他们来歌颂赞美神。
When you realize how painful it is to go through this, you remember other suffering Christians and start praying for others more than before.
当你意识到说，所面对的这些苦难真的是带给你很多的痛楚，但是你却想到其他的人所受的苦的时候，你却为此他们来祷告。
Oh, suffering can never take away the power of God's grace that is at work in you.
那我们要知道说，苦难不可能把神的恩典所要在你身上所产生的功效给挪开。God
of all grace will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
那赐诸般恩典的神，他的恩典要使到你真的是能够成全，能够坚固，能够更有力量，继续的面对。So
let us not fear our sufferings.
那因此我们不要害怕受苦。What
will be our ordeal?
那我们将应该怎么样呢？
Grace will lead us home.
那我们知道说恩典要引导我们回到天家。
And we will look more and more ready for heaven's glory.
那我们就会越来越就是预备好来承受神天上的荣耀。
And we will find ourselves waiting for God's glorious inheritance for us.
那我们就会发觉到说自己就已经在预备好，在等候神在天上所要赐给我们那永恒的基业。
Our outer body may become weaker and weaker, but the inner man will grow in hope of eternal glory.
那我们的外体虽然会渐渐的朽坏，但是我们的内心却是新一天新似一天来承受那永恒的荣耀。
And suddenly you start to say, look, this suffering is only for a while.
那突然间你会就这样子的想说，哎，这样的一个受苦只不过是短暂的。
Because there comes an eternity, never-ending glory for me.
因为接下来我所要领受到的是那永恒、那不永不止息的荣耀。
And people will come and say, "So, brother, how are you? Are you okay?" Then you say, "Why not? This is a bit painful, but I'm going to have great reward when my Lord comes."
那因此，当有的人来问你说，哎，弟兄，你这会不会很苦啊？那你会说，哎，没什么，这我将要承受的是那更大的荣耀。
So, Apostle Paul calls our suffering on earth in 2 Corinthians 4:17 light affliction, which is but for a moment. 2 Corinthians 4:17.
那因此，使徒保罗这样的来形容我们在地面上所受的苦，在哥林多后书4:17，他是这么样的说：他说，我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就那极重无比永恒永远的荣耀。
Are you going through some ordeals?
你是在面对一些苦楚吗
？Oh my dear brother, oh my dear sister, fear not.
我亲爱的弟兄们，亲爱的姐妹们，让我们不要害怕。
God has not stopped giving you grace.
因为神没有仔细来给你恩典。
Grace is working on you.
恩典在你身上在产生果效。
It's testing your faith.
那这是在考验你的信心。
And every day he gives you grace to continue to believe.
那每一天他继续把恩典赐给你，让你继续的来信靠他。
He gives you grace to pray more than before.
那他给你恩典，让你能够比先前更多的来祷告。
And may the Lord continue to give you comfort.
那愿神继续把这安慰赐给你。
Don't think of your comfort, but think of God's glory.
那不要为着你自己的舒适来顾虑，而是来思想到神的荣耀。
Don't think of your rest, but think of God's power and glory.
那不要是想到说，哎，我要怎么样的来得到歇息，而是想到说神的全能跟他的荣耀。
Don't think about your wish.Think about His sovereign will, His dominion.
那不要想到说你所渴望的，而是想到说他那他的主权，他的能力。
So to His glory, you commit yourself.
那因着他的荣耀，那你把自己献上。
And you will find the grace that you need day by day, and glorify Him.
那你就会找到你每一天所需用的恩典，那因此来荣耀赞美他。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Father, for instructing us in thy wisdom.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，借着你的话语来教导我们，让我们能够有智慧。
Since we have found grace in thy sight,
我们既然已经在你面前蒙恩典。
We shall joyfully go through our sufferings.
因此我们就应当欢喜快乐地来经过我们所要面对的苦难。
For there is glory awaiting us.
因为所要将要来的是那荣耀。
May these words give purpose and meaning to every brother and sister who is in trial.
那愿这样这些的话语真的是对于每一个在面对苦难的弟兄姐妹是充满着意义的。
May them look forward to the Lord strengthening, establishing, perfecting in their work.
那好叫他们能够期盼着神赐给他们力量，继续的保守看顾他，让他们能够成全。
In this we rejoice and pray in Jesus' name.
因着这样，我们真的是在耶稣基督里面能够充满着欢喜快乐，也借着他的名来向你祷告。
阿门，
阿门。